Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we have with us on the line our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, Beth McDonald, to share with us as we have just experienced the summer solstice and, of course, the parade that went on today here in Santa Barbara, wild and crazy as always, and a lot of transitioning into the next sign, which is Cancer.
Yes, thanks, Richard, and thanks for having me on. And yes, we are into the sign of Cancer. Cancer is a water sign. It's very fluid. It rules the intuition. It rules your emotions. It rules the heart, you know, and all the love that comes from that heart space. And so what I'm seeing a lot with people is we're moving from all that heady air mental energy of Gemini into a kind of a softer place.
Okay. And softer in what context, in what way?
Well, we're more able to access emotions rather than trying to solve a problem intellectually. We may come at it from a more feeling place.
Okay.
Or instead of it just being an intellectual solution where the head overrides your heart, I'm seeing people come to more integrated solutions, sometimes more of a tough love place than a negotiated place. Let's each compromise, you know, let's each take a step forward or a step inward from our different fixed positions.
Find a middle ground if possible.
Find the middle ground, yeah.
And I have to wonder, too, in that context, if middle grounds are always possible. I mean, is if both parties are really willing, and again, this applies in relationships, not just in, civil issues and those kinds of things where otherwise you'd be going to court. There's always that give and take and trying to find the commonalities. I know that that's what mediators do an awful lot of initially with, you know, real caustic combatants is they try to find the commonalities to start with. Hey, you're similar in these areas. Let's start from there.
Right. And that's what I love about astrology. And I've actually used that in some mediated situations where, you know, astrology gives you a language for the different ways people express their common values so that you can kind of honor the other person and respect the other person's maybe opposing propositions or viewpoints in a new way that isn't so difficult.
So the sign itself of Cancer is ruled. This is what I always find interesting, or is the moon plays a major part in this. I find
yes.
that interesting that the different signs have these different planetary or at least
influences.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yes, the moon is said to rule the sign of Cancer. It's also said to rule the heart. You know, the moon rules love, it rules the intuition, it rules aspects of water and the sea. One of the things that I was taught when I first started studying astrology is that there are attributes of each sign that are reflective of the constellation it was given.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for some reason, the cluster of stars that forms Cancer was given the constellation of the crab, or the animal
of the
crab.
The designation, yeah.
The designation, yes. And I never understood that connection until I was walking on the beach one day. You know, they say Cancer, the energy of Cancer, because it is so sensitive, sometimes has a hard time moving forward. It will achieve its goals, but often it goes kind of sideways or takes the long way to get there.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Yeah.
But they get there.
Yeah.
And I was on the beach walking with a friend, and I realized that, you know, we saw this little crab on the beach, and it was in another animal or another creature's shell, a discarded, you know, shell, and going sideways.
Huh.
And I just thought, wow, you know, that's what happens. You know, sometimes that sensitivity can be so great that it's just too emotionally painful to move on the forward in the most direct line. And so they'll take on some sort of defensive protection and go sideways. They get there. And that's kind of a smart strategy, you know. If you're feeling compelled to get somewhere but a little insecure about it, you know, you got to create a strategy.
So for those of us in the sign, such as myself, as well as everyone else, what are we looking at for the coming week?
Well, when the sun is in your sign, it's an anniversary. And so it's a period of natural reflection. You're kind of looking back on where you've been and where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And also, in a water sign like this, you might find on a bad day, you'll feel more sensitive. On a good day, there will be more head and heart integration. Mm. You'll feel more integrated and capable.
All right. And, of course, I'm going to be celebrating my 52nd anniversary coming on Tuesday, so I'm excited about that. BethMcDonaldConsulting.com is your website.
Yes.
And people can get in touch with you by calling 963-0842. I still say it's a question mark.
Brilliant.
Backwards question mark.
Yes.
Be that as it may, Beth McDonald, thanks so much for joining us here on the program.
Thank you, Richard.
I'm Richard Dugan. We'll be back in just a couple of moments, continuing our interview, and we'll have Beth McDonald back next week here on Tell Me Your Story.